This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak with me, Feifei.
And me, Rob. Hello.
Rob, I've been meaning to ask, you've got a car, haven't you?
Yes, Feifei, I have.
Is it a quite special car, you know, a valuable, expensive one?
No, it's just an old car, but it gets me around. why are you asking?
No reason. You don't use it much, do you?
No. Feifei, there's no need to go around the houses. Just say what you want to say.
Okay. Can I borrow your car, please? But don't worry, I won't go around the houses. I just want to go to the supermarket.
Feifei, when I said there's no need to go around the houses, I wasn't referring to where you drive my car. I mean you don't have to waste time saying lots of unimportant things before you actually say what you want to say.
I see. So I should just say what I want to say? I should get to the point?
Yes, that's another way of putting it. Basically, it means you take a long time to say or do something when, in reality, it can be done or said a lot quicker. Let's hear some examples of the phrase to go around the houses in action.
Don't go around the houses. Just tell me straight, what have you done?
He went all around the houses talking about the match, but all I wanted to know was who won.
I didn't know how to tell him he'd failed his exams, so I went all around the houses before I let him know.
So to go around the houses means you go a long way round before asking what you want to ask. Rob, you haven't answered my question yet.
Oh, yes. What was the question?
Can I borrow your car, please?
I need to fill it up with petrol.
Oh, right.
And I need to drive to work.
But that's not until Monday.
It's not very tidy inside.
Rob, don't go around the houses. Your answer is no, isn't it?
Yes, Feifei, you can't borrow it. I crashed it last week. Nobody can drive it.
You certainly won't be going around any houses then, Rob.
Very funny, Feifei.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.